Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. This weekend, the Maryland Historical Society is screening Maryland on Film 3, 2.5 hours of footage exploring the geography of our state. The screening includes some archival gems, a 1961 meditation on screen painting, a documentary about Baltimore's Memorial Stadium, and Little Castles, a 1997 film about Formstone, the fake stone found on so many Baltimore row houses. Joe Topea, Digital Projects Director at the Maryland Historical Society, is with me in studio to discuss the event. Welcome to On the Record.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
What was your goal in showing all these films as part of the same event?
Well, this is the third time we've done this event, Maryland on Film. The first two times we did it, we concentrated on highlighting films from our own collections at the Historical Society. Our collections are kind of small in comparison to what a lot of other repositories have. So this year, rather than repeat things we've already shown, we decided to sort of broaden our scope a bit. One of the films in this program is from our collection, but most of them are not from our collection.
What do they have in common?
They're all about Baltimore and landmarks, geography, and just a sense of place.
It seems to me that some of the films that you've put together document aspects of Maryland culture, Baltimore culture that are gone or on their way out, sort of wistful. Was that intentional?
Yeah, it was. That's sort of history, so that falls into our wheelhouse. But yeah, it's something I thought about in pairing the last season about Memorial Stadium with Skiz's film, Little Castles.
Skiz Sizek. We're going to meet him in a minute, but I want us to hear a clip from the last season about Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium is just like a family member to all my family, and watching it being demolished is like seeing a close family member going through a long and agonizing and painful death.
What happened to a structure that has something historical like this, and how do people feel about it being torn down? You know, it's like destroying the Statue of Liberty, I guess.
So, Joe Topea, tell us a bit about the last season.
The last season, The Life and Demolition of Baltimore's Memorial Stadium, is a documentary by Charles Cohen about the last season of Memorial Stadium. There was a lot of controversy over whether or not we should demolish Memorial Stadium. On one sense, it was supposed to be a memorial to the World War and the people that fought in it. It was a Baltimore tradition. I mean, it was the Orioles. It was the Colts. So taking it down was not an easy decision to make. And a lot of people wanted to save it.
And this was what year again that this was taking place?
This was in the early 2000s. The film came out in 2002, so I'm guessing it must have been 2001 that all this was taking place.
What's your favorite moment?
Wow. I mean, there are so many favorite moments. For me, it just reminds me of my first ball game, which was at Memorial Stadium when I was in Little League. All the images in that film that just bring back so many vivid memories are just striking.
Tell us about one of the other films.
One of the other films has a very long title. I call it the Jones Falls documentary. It's called Baltimore's Geography, Jones Falls, the Stream That Shaped the City. And it's basically the history of the Jones Falls. And it's an amazing history. It's the story of so many waterways in America. We pollute them, we destroy them, we pave over them. And then in recent years, we rediscover them and try to save them. But maybe the most amazing thing about this particular film is that it was produced by Baltimore City Public Schools. And it is an amazing film. It's 20 minutes. We actually got this print from the Pratt Library, where you can check it out and watch it for yourself if you have a projector, along with hundreds of other films that they have in their collections. That's a real gem in my personal opinion.
That's Joe Topea of the Maryland Historical Society here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about movies the Society will be screening this weekend in Maryland on Film 3. And as we mentioned, I want to bring someone else into this conversation. Skiz Sizek is director of Little Castles, a film he made in 1997 that will be part of this weekend. Skiz Sizek, thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
So this film is about Formstone. I expect most of our listeners have seen it. They may not know the name. What is Formstone?
Formstone is this fake stone siding that covers a very large portion of Baltimore. It's meant to make the houses look like they're stone houses when really they're just brick houses covered with fake stone.
What led you to make a film about Formstone?
Well, that all goes back to Lillian Bowers, who produced the film. It was her idea, and she did all the research. And the Baltimore Sun had written an article about her trying to make this film. And I saw the article, and I ran into her and said, that is a great idea. If you need any help, I'd love to be involved. And that started a partnership, and we ended up making the film.
What are the origins of Formstone?
Well, there's a guy named Albert Knight who invented it here in Baltimore. And his idea was that it was something to be marketed to the upper class to make their homes look like castles. But at the same time, a lot of the poorer areas of Baltimore were made with cheaper brick that needed to be painted every so many years. And the people in those neighborhoods realized that if they put Formstone up once for the cost of like two or three paint jobs, they could put Formstone up and never have to paint their homes again. So it actually took off in the more poor areas of town than the upper class.
Is Formstone a real Baltimore thing?
It's probably bigger here than anywhere else, but they did franchise it out to other cities, and you can find it in other cities, but I don't think it covers any city as much as it does Baltimore.
So you're directing this film. What did you find that people love about Formstone?
It's a good question. The film talks to people who love how it looks, and then people who hate how it looks, and people that are glad it's on their houses, and people who can't wait to tear it off their houses. It's real mixed emotions. John Waters is in there, and even in his interview, he's back and forth whether he likes it or doesn't like it. He kind of sounds like he likes it, but he would never put it on his own house.
Is it disappearing now?
Yes, it has been. People have been taking it off. We have people in the film who made their livings for years putting it on, and then started making their livings taking it off. One guy put his kid through college removing Formstone.
Now, am I right that there's a connection between Formstone and Barry Levinson's movie Tin Men?
Yes, there is. Other than the fact that on the European DVD, Little Castles is one of the extras. We tried really hard to get Barry Levinson in Little Castles, and it just didn't work out. The reason we wanted him is because his movie Tin Men was originally supposed to be about Formstone salesmen. But because nobody outside of Baltimore would know what Formstone was, they changed it to siding salesman.
Huh. I didn't know that. Joe Tropea, you mentioned to us that the film about the Jones Falls is available at the Pratt Library.
It is, yes.
The other components of this weekend's film, are they available elsewhere, or is this kind of people's only chance to see something?
There's another film that we're showing, Elysium, about screen painters from 1961, is also from the Pratt Library. We're showing a video called Blueprint for Tomorrow, which is actually from the Maryland Historical Society's collection. That's about the Jonestown neighborhood and features footage of taking down one of the projects at the time. That was made back in the 90s. And then the other two films are Little Castles and Last Season, which are available. They're out there in the world, probably available through the filmmakers.
Available to be watched, available to be bought, available in what sense? Do you know?
That's a good question. I would imagine Charles Cohen and Joseph Matthews are still selling copies of Last Season, but it showed in town a lot back when it was made. I'm not sure it screened recently, so
I remember seeing VHS copies for sale at places like the AVAM gift shop and Hometown Girl and places like that.
Yeah. VHS, now that's a piece of history, too. You mentioned earlier, Joe Tropea, the Doors Open Baltimore aspect of the weekend. Tell us more about that. And it's the Historical Society's Enoch Pratt House will be open.
Yes,
to the public, right?
We'll have the first floor of the Pratt House open to the public. The Pratt House is an amazing building. It was Enoch Pratt's house that his family lived in. Doors Open Baltimore is a one-day event culminating Baltimore Architecture Month, and it invites the public to explore dozens of historic houses and structures in the city for free. So the Historical Society will be sort of acting as the hub for the event. You'll come there in the morning and get your credentials and program, and then you just wander about the city to the places that are open that you can explore.
And free describes the film aspect of the weekend too, right?
Yes, this is also all part of Free Fall. So that's where the origins of Maryland on Film 1 and 2 came from. They were events that we put together on the day that we opened the society up for free for people to come in.
Joe Tropea is Digital Projects Director for the Maryland Historical Society, and Skid Sizek is director of the 1997 film Little Castles. Side note, together they made the film Hit and Stay about the Catonsville Nine. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks for having us.
Maryland on Film 3 will screen this Saturday, October 22nd, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Maryland Historical Society. More information on the record page at wypr.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Quick break now. When we come back, we'll hear about a new exhibit on Edgar Allan Poe's life and legacy. Stay with us.